20 minutes now before 9 o'clock on this very cool, crisp Thursday morning. It certainly feels like fall out there today. We'll take a look at the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. J.D. Jowett is here from Golf Country. J.D., good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This is nice golf weather, isn't it?
This is beautiful.
It's not too hot. Get out there and you know, play some golf.
Fall golf is the best, I think, Paul. Really through Michigan.
As you know, I'm not an avid golfer. I have swung the clubs. I have golfed. And here's the problem that I have with fall golf is we've got a lot of leaves.
That's true.
It's hard to find the ball.
Well, you know, that's why you come to Golf Country. We help you hit it in the center of the fairway.
So it
makes it much easier.
Won't get stuck in a leaf pile somewhere. To that end, you brought in some toys today.
Yep. We have a couple new add-ons for 2020. Titleist has brought out their new irons. The T300, the T200, and the T100. Mm-hmm. They're replacements of AP1, they're replacements of AP2 and AP3. Now they kind of have them set as categories. So the T100 is the more game player for the player. The T200 is where the AP1 was, or AP2 was. Mm-hmm. And then the AP1 is replaced with the T300. So now we actually have them set up in order.
Right.
So when people are talking about them or inquiring about them, they know which one they're looking for. They've been redone completely. I think they look awesome. They have a great finish to them.
Yeah.
As we brought them in to look at them, T300 is your game improvement club, which fits a lot of our market.
Mm-hmm.
It is set up. It has a tungsten weight in the toe with a dampening device from the 7-iron on through the 4-iron, which is going to make it much easier for us to be able to play those longer clubs.
Right.
This CG is obviously set lower in that club versus the other two models.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a little bit longer toe for a higher moment of inertia. And all these things benefit. The other nice thing is that they've teamed up with Mitsushiba with their Tinsy shafts. So now we also, something Titleist hasn't really done in the past as much, is set it up for that little bit slower swing speed. So now we have a senior shaft in this, we have a regular shaft, and obviously a stiff shaft. But it just makes it much easier for us to be able to hit these clubs and enjoy the thinner top line that we're used to. Maybe when you were 30 and 35, you liked that AP2 look. So in the T300, we have established that with them.
Well, and we've talked about this before. That's what keeps the game fun, is when you've got the right tools to be able to hit, you know, keep it on the fairway, to hit longer, straighter shots. That's what it's all about. And the amount of engineering that goes into these clubs and the balls as well is just amazing to me.
It is. The companies really do a lot of R&D. People don't realize, you know, how much they do spend on that whole platform.
Yeah.
It's very important to the companies. They're realizing they have to reach out to the other markets, to the markets on the outside, which is really becoming their core markets. The older guys, our age and a little bit older, they still want to play. They still want to be competitive.
Yep.
And we can help you do that at Golf Country through club fitting. We have TrackMan and FlightScope. You see full flight. We take the time and spend with you. We go through the sets because we service all the manufacturers. So you're not keyholed into just one manufacturer. Say maybe your local club just services Titleist, which happens a lot, or just Callaway. We have all of them. We do Ping, we do Titleist, Mizuno, Callaway, TaylorMade. We help you with all of them and give you the opportunity to hit all those clubs, so that you can feel the difference, understand how it reflects in the flight. And also the big thing, Paul, like we were talking about, in the fall, it's very important to be in the fairway. We help control dispersion through the lie of the club. That's really the steering wheel, how the ball is going to come off the face. If a person that's not so tall has a very upright club, he's just not going to have a lot of success, because the club dynamically is not going to come into the ball where it's going to give you the best ball flight. Also, people don't realize with lie how much it controls the flight of the shot. I was helping a young man the other day, and we adjusted his wedges. And once we got the right lie, he needed him a little flatter to fit his swing path. Mm-hmm. He's like, man, that's like 10 feet higher. So that makes helps you hold the green.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
And it changes the divot pattern. If you dig a little bit, maybe your lies need to be adjusted because of the way the club's coming in. It's very important to that.
Yeah. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, too. You know, rather than say, well, it's the end of the season, I guess maybe next year I'll look into new equipment. If you've been playing all season, you kind of know where your game is right now and what you need to improve. This is probably a good time to get fitted for new clubs.
Yeah, because we work on our game all season long. This is a time when we're in form. We should come out and at least, even if you're interested or curious, to come out and try these and see how they play. Because, like I say, when we work on our game all season, this is a good time. The tournaments are over. Most of the invitationals are done. So your gamer clubs, they worked well for you for that time. Now let's come out, bring your gamer club with you.
Yep.
We'll just test it. We'll see what the dispersion, see if we can make that tighter, see if we can pick you up a couple more yards. And that goes both with the irons and your drivers, all your fairway woods, your hybrids. Maybe you haven't played hybrids and you're thinking, wow, that buddy of mine, he really hits that well. It comes out of the rough really high and holds that green. You know, you may be interested in that. So that's when we can help you. And this is a great time of the year to do it.
Absolutely. I know, JD, at Golf Country, you work with a lot of different nonprofits in the area. One of them that you've done a lot of fundraising with through their annual golf outing is the Suns organization. They got a big event coming up in another week and a half here, right?
Yeah, Tyrone and Laura do a wonderful job with Sons Save Our Neighborhood and Streets. We have had this outing on this was our 23rd year. It was out at the Elks this summer. And now they acquired some property and they want to put a building up. They got a couple phases already planned. They want to share this with the community. They're having a great event on Sunday, September 15th. It's from 1 o'clock until 5 p.m. They're going to have the county stage out there with live entertainment. They're going to have blow-ups for the kids. They're having, obviously, every time Tyrone gets involved in an event, there's a cookout.
Sure, why not?
So there's plenty of food for everybody.
Cool.
This is a great time for the community to come out. They're going to have a cornhole tournament, too, which is really big of late.
Sure.
There's been a lot of activity in that, but they want to share this with the community. They want to show what their plans have been. It's been about 3 years. Yeah. They're ready to break some ground. They want to let everybody know that all this waiting and all this planning is going to pay dividends to the community.
Yep.
They're going to put up first office buildings, and then they have a community center plan because they do a huge basketball program. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of things other than that in the community. They're in Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts. And they're in all the schools too with the Talented 10th, which we really, that is such a cool organization.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they've put 30 or 40 kids through college
yeah.
with this Talented 10th program. So this is all a positive thing. And it is a community. We want to be involved. Golf Country wants to be involved in the community and help all these programs.
That's a week from Sunday in the afternoon at their property there with the Suns. That's a great thing. And we're going to have Tyrone in next week to talk a little bit more about that. In the meantime, people want to get their golf game amped up a notch and they want to come to Golf Country. What are your hours out there?
Right now, we're still on our summer hours.
Okay.
So it's from 9 until 8, Monday through Friday. 9 until 7 on Saturday, and Sunday from noon to 5. We're located in Kimball Township. We're on 4730 Smith Creek Road. You can also see us at Golf Country Online. If you need lessons, you can book lessons online. You can look at our online store. And we're there to help the community. Another shout-out to the Kimball Fire Department. They do a wonderful job. We also support all first responders with Get a Free Bucket every week.
That's right.
We have that card. We have over 250 of them out in the community, and we just want to say hi to everybody and thank you for all the help.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, J.D. J.D. Jowett from Golf Country with us on WPHM. It's 8:50 now.